And here we are, kind of like the first half week of June, back with more events and Can Do. Joining me, as always, is the host of the Can Talk podcast, the official podcast of the Contemporary Arts Network, and a great guy, Kata Plus. Good morning, sir.
Thank you, Chuck. Always with the great introductions.
Reflecting back to last week, we started with what Kata and I both wholeheartedly agreed was a horrible joke that Kata had to share with us. Well, we get done with the report, and everyone's telling me how much they loved Kata's dad joke. So we figured we'd kick it off with another dad joke from Kata. And this is against my better judgment, but Kata, go ahead.
So, Chuck, why did the bicycle fall over?
Why did the bicycle fall over?
That's right.
I don't know.
Because it was too tired.
You know,
But
they are going to shut this thing down. I'm telling you, it's coming. I can smell it.
We're going to have fun on the way out.
Oh, getting back to the business of why we're here. We have so much going on this week. Art exhibits. We've got pirates. We've got some pride festivities to talk about. Kata, I'm just going to turn it over to you. What's going on?
All right, let's do it. Starting this weekend at Assembly in Norfolk, we got an exhibition opening. It's called Rough Draft. It's a solo exhibition by Thomas O'Casey. The exhibition will feature 2 and 3D drawings, paintings made on the coast of the United States as an overview of over 40 years of his career.
All right.
So the exhibition is going to be on view from June 3rd to September 3rd.
And Thomas O'Casey, for those who don't know him, he's an artist and historian. He's, you know, based here in Virginia, but he's from Pasadena, California. Has had like this really amazing career.
So all throughout the 70s, O'Casey dealt in artist management with Geffen Records and Stax Records, assisting a roster of music greats like Isaac Hayes.
Wow.
Yes, the Isaac Hayes. He spent an additional 20 years curating and managing exhibitions for NASA.
And you can learn more about Thomas at that exhibit. Now let's go across the water. Portsmouth, what's happening?
Yeah, we got the Portsmouth Pride Fest. That's Saturday, June 3rd. That's 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Festival Park. A celebration of love and pride with food trucks, live music vendors, and fun for the whole family.
Wonderful. And the next event, this was a family favorite of mine. The Blackbeard Festival returns to Hampton this weekend.
Yes, it is. That's what it says here. I wonder if my beard's even long enough to get in. Is there like a measurement for how long your beard has to be?
You mean like your beard must be this long to get into the festival, sir?
Right, right. I don't know if I can even get in. But that's going to be downtown Hampton, June 3rd through the 4th. It's going to be Blackbeard's Festival and Steampunk Visions of Future Past at Hampton History Museum. Admissions to the museum and Steampunk exhibit are free during Blackbeard Pirate Festival weekend.
And I also see there's a Writers Festival as well.
That's right. We got the Local Authors Expo. That's going to be Saturday, June 3rd at the Portsmouth Main Library. This event will showcase Hampton Roads authors. Books will be available for purchase and signing. The event includes kids' activities, music, food trucks, and more.
And a great event if you're a writer, too, to just, you know, get out there and network with other writers. Now, to finish this out, a very powerful performance on Sunday night.
Yep, Sunday, June 4th, 5 to 8 p.m. at the American Theater in Hampton. We got a documentary screening, Breaking the Silence, Shedding Light on the Youth Mental Health Crisis documentary screening. The goal is to empower youth and young adults to break the stigma of seeking mental health care and demand that decision makers and the community take action to address the current youth mental health crisis.
And that is a deep and needed conversation. I'm so glad that's happening in our community. We're running short on time, so the website people can go to find out about these events and more.
Creatorworks.org. That's CreatorWorks.org.
Kata Plus from the Contemporary Arts Network and host of the Can Talk podcast. Thank you again so much for joining us this morning.
Awesome, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
Until next week, this is Morning Edition on 89.5 WHRV.